And then, so he swore in 11:47 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is a violation of the 20th Amendment of the Constitution, which specifically says the president's term is to end at noon and that successors shall then begin. That was 11:47 a.m. You'll see that in the video and certain clips.
Just to reiterate, if you go back, if you remember, he was sworn in before noon. We didn't make it up. We didn't change the time. If you go back, do a little bit of your own research, find some of those videos, see what time, ask people, he was sworn in before noon, which means it's illegitimate.
Joseph Robinette Biden will be the 46th president of the United States. He was congratulated as Mr. President. He will officially become president in about 9 minutes, 9.5 minutes at noon.
We didn't just make up the rule. If you want to do some reading, that means there was two presidents at the same time, right? That's please great. Continue, sir.
And there's also two different sets of soldiers. So when you look at the soldiers around Biden that day, there's not one single uniform that's regulation uniform. And I always hold up my buddy's memorial here. You know, the uniform, we serve in a uniform, we die in a uniform. The ultimate sacrifice is to die in it. So that's why we treasure the uniform and we hold it sacred. So the military law, same guy. He served on the same military law. So military law and regulations and orders are sacred to us because the ultimate sacrifice is to die in it. Not a single uniform around Biden that day was regulation uniform. Now, the motorcade where people saw the motorcade ride down, those soldiers were real. Not a single one saluted that motorcade because he's not legitimate president. He's not president. He's not commander in chief. There's two things that a soldier will always do. We'll always salute the president because that's in our oath. I will obey the orders of the president and officers appointed over me. We'll always salute the president. We'll always salute a moving flag. That did not happen. I didn't make that up. Those are military bearings. Those are military orders. Those are military regulations. Those are also branch regulations. So, the uniform is very sacred. Then you move forward, you go to the grave of the unknown soldier, which we hold very sacred. I actually have a relative that got killed in Vietnam, and for a while he was considered missing in action. We didn't think he was actually going to get a proper burial. So the unknown soldier is for that very reason, for the soldiers that did not get proper burials. So very sacred. You move to the unknown soldier. If you go back once again and look at all the other, I don't put quotes around it, but you look under all the other presidents, Bush Sr., Clinton, Bush Jr., Obama, President Trump's first, then you'll see, once again, they touch the wreath back there. It's a sacred thing they do with the wreath. All right, so when you look at that, you'll see soldiers around him. If you look at the C-SPAN, it's 9 hours and 25 minutes long, but fast forward to it, you'll see soldiers that don't have a PC cap on, a patrol cap. All right, that's a non-violation. I mean, so it is a violation. It's a non-regulation uniform. That's a no-no. Every little thing in the military counts. When you see soldiers with PC caps on and there's one there without one, it's done on purpose, first off. It's also this sacred to our uniform. And then the three-piece volley.
Go for it.
This is probably the most monumental thing that I saw the whole day. I punched my dad's refrigerator when I saw it because I got so fired up. But for artillery guys, three-piece volley. Once again, I'm not an artillery guy by trade, but I know what they look like. So it's called a three-volley salute. It's not to be confused with a 21-gun salute. And you'll read that when you see this article here. But three-volley salute, three pieces of artillery, two for fire and one for misfire. All right, so that's what Joe Biden received. And so what you were witnessing on January 20th, 2021, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. received a full gray military funeral service.
Here it is. Here's, right? And so what we're going to show factually at Joint Andrews when President Trump flew out, right, the difference in that video, we're going to show that he got...
Well, I call it constitutional bylaw and full-grade military regulation inauguration service or ceremony. That's what President Trump received.
So just to recap, folks, Biden got a funeral service and Trump got a 21 gun salute. Makes you wonder what's really going on, right? According to Derek Johnson, Trump is the commander in chief. He stepped up to commander in chief and Biden is just a fake president. Anyways, let me know what you think.